Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, I'm Peter Seabrook, here to exchange the latest news, views and a bit of timely advice on all matters gardening. Later on in the podcast, I'll be speaking to Stacey Gibson. She works at Allensmore Nursery up in Hereford and is trialling a lot of new plants to find what is best for the average garden. My thanks to our sponsor, Sutton Seeds of Torquay. There is no better group of plants for flower power and forms of the shrubby potentilla. Well, it was a pretty blustery weekend in Essex, but a good drying wind, and it's just what we needed. On Saturday, with my landscaping colleague John, we finished digging the trial bed up at Hyde Hall, ready for the Rudbeckias. They'll be planted next June. That soil is absolutely terrible. Heavy, sticky, blue clay. Every time I lifted a spadeful, I tell you, I wonder whether my arms and back were going to stretch. I had to reduce the size of piece that I took with each spadeful. John also stripped down a pallet to make another recycled container for our school's campaign, which we're calling the Palatable Garden. It'll be wooden plant troughs made to grow edibles at schools. So no matter whether they've got no soil at all or just a little school garden, every school will be able to take part. On the news front, I popped in and saw the Curley family up in Cambridge, particularly to see the latest introductions of their double primrose breeding, the Bellarinas. They are absolutely stunning plants. There's almost a doily of dark green leaves, and then in the middle, this dense cluster of fully double flowers. The red one, Valentine, particularly attractive. And they're not just working on primroses and petunias. The Power Daisy Sunny, that's a really lovely calendula hybrid, will flower pretty well non-stop from April right through to Christmas. And I think it could be just what we're looking for to have the 50 on our Chelsea exhibit. One side of the pyramid will be all dark leaf begonias, I hope, and we could just pick out a 50 for the 50th anniversary of the Sun with the Power Daisy Sunny. I've just had an email too from a German company, Selector, and they're offering over 15,000 rooted cuttings and young plants for schools to grow. They're mostly their latest introductions, but all of them bee and butterfly friendly. So if I can get the distribution sorted, we should have quite a number of schools and school children growing plants for bees and butterflies. While I was up digging at Hyde Hall, it's useful just to take a breath and chat to some of the visitors. And one couple said, "Why don't you have an ordinary garden?" You know, that's the second time that somebody's raised that subject. When we're visiting really big gardens that are cultivated to a very high standard, it's difficult to relate what you see with the garden back home. And they're suggesting that we have an ordinary garden, not one that's sort of stripped out and replanted, and as soon as it gets a little bit ragged, stripped out again. But the kind of garden that is just a little bit rough at the edges, perhaps, and people go out
buy a plant because they like it and then find somewhere to fit it into the garden. And so I must give some thought as to how we can accommodate that. It's really quite a tricky thing to do. I mean, all of the TV programmes seem to avoid the ordinary garden. They're spending big lumps of money and lots of time completely changing them. But the domestic home gardener seems to be forgotten. Well, you're not forgotten here, and we'll see what we can do to make some of our plantings of more interest to you. Incidentally, now's a good time to be taking crescent cuttings if you've got one or two plants that have overwintered. I love the smell when you snap those. It's a real smell of autumn, that chrysanthemum sappy smell. And they root quite quickly and quite easily. You could, of course, go to the garden centre and buy a few rooted cuttings, and now's a good time to do it, because when you get them home, pot them up, they need to be stopped. They need the tip broken out to make them branch, and that tip will root quite quickly and easily, and so you get two for the price of one. Good time to be taking chrysanthemum cuttings. Now, what's on? Well, there's a Grow to Eat workshop at Bowery Visual Arts, Otley Road in Leeds, on the 7th of March. And if you're interested in painting, there's a Botanical Watercolours workshop at Truro Arts Company on the 8th of March. Yeah, perhaps when I retire, I'd quite like to take up a little bit of watercolour painting. Don't seem to have the time for that just at present, but there we are, another thing to do. And there's an introduction to whip and tongue grafting at the RHS Garden Harlow Carr on the 10th of March.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Now, my guest this week is Stacey Gibson from Allensmore Nursery, way out in Hereford. Well, way out for me. And Stacey's job is to trial and find new and exciting varieties. And at the Four Oaks show last autumn, I saw quite a list of really exciting new things. But first of all, Stacey, last week with that storm Dennis, you out on the west of the country, did you come through all that all right?
Yes, no, the nursery's managed to come through it with minimal damage, which is a relief to everybody. And we've not suffered. We were just sort of 6 miles out of the main Hereford city, so we've managed to avoid the flooding at the nursery. So it's all good.
I know one of the garden centre managers in Essex was saying that the last two weekends have really hit his customer call. You know, it's just been so wet, it's slowed things down. Now, can you explain? I mean, that will probably affect Allensmore nurseries a bit. Can you tell us what the nursery does and who you supply?
Yes, so the main thing that the nursery does, we're a big supplier and grower of pot-grown perennials. We supply all the major garden centre retailers, all the multiples and independents, as well as a few of the DIY and supermarket chains. At the moment, we're finding business is as usual as it could be. The season has kicked off early for us with a great start. So we're hoping this bad weather won't impact us too much.
Yes, when you have things like primroses, for example, sort of timing those for the key weekends, especially Mothering Sunday, can be tricky. And if we have an early season like we've just got, some of your cultivars will be almost too soon, won't they?
Yes, they will. Some of them will. A lot of the business we do at Mother's Day is in the planter container section. So we've got the position of being able to, if our own grown stock have come in too early or gone out too early, we've got some fantastic connections throughout the country to get in, buy in fresh stock for our containers and just keep our sales going.
Yes. Now, let's hear a bit about your job, trials coordinator. Where does that start? Where do you find things and how do you grow them?
So I find things mainly with dealing directly with our suppliers and breeders, and we try and get out to as many sort of trade shows within the UK and in Europe as we can to find all the nice new and exciting products that there are coming through and on offer. From there, I look to arrange every year about 600 new and exciting things to bring onto the nursery and grow, and from there we assess them and see where we can put them into our own catalogue.
I mean, the thing which I had great excitement about last summer was that Catmint Nepeta Persian Blue.
Yes.
With the purr spelt P-U-R-R-S-I-A-N, as in a cat mint purring. Now, that name has to come from America, doesn't it?
Yes, she's come from one of our American partners, and she's just a fabulous little plant.
I saw some on the Millbrook Garden Centre in Kent, where they had it in association with roses. You know, it was quite a good edging plant to go at the edge of a rose bed.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been growing that for some time, do you have any tips for our listeners on how they should best treat it?
She's a fantastic little plant, very floriferous, easy to maintain, quite drought tolerant as well, and deer resistant, which is good for where I live. Growing wise, pop her into an ordinary, well-drained soil so that she doesn't need a huge amount of water because she is fairly drought-tolerant.
Now, we have one or two plants at the Floral Fantasia area at Hyde Hall, and it flowered, well, non-stop, but with regular trimming. I mean, would you recommend that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's incredibly robust. It will benefit from a really good, almost a sheer back in the spring to about an inch or two above ground level. That will promote just a really nice, fabulous, densely branched, perfectly rounded, compact habit. And then after the first flowering, you can give it another cut as well, just by half, and that will encourage yet another second flower later on in the season.
Well, I think we cut ours back three or four times because it was still flowering into November, and the bees absolutely love it, don't they?
Oh yeah, bees and butterfly, they both absolutely love it.
If I go through my list that I've got here from the Four Oaks show,
yeah,
you have a new Monada Electric Neon Pink. Will that be available this year?
Unfortunately, she won't be available this year due to cutting problems with our supplier, but we hope to have her lined up for next year if they can sort those issues out.
Now, does that mean that I'll be able to get hold of a plant and actually grow it? we much like to have a year's experience before we talk and write about these things.
So, yes.
Yeah. So I must twist your arm for a plant, must I?
No, absolutely. We can see what we can arrange this year. But yeah, we're really hoping to get her into production for 2021.
Is there any better news on Buddleia Monarch Prince Charming?
Absolutely. He's gone straight into the range along with a couple of the other monarchs. Such fabulous new compact varieties in some gorgeous colours. we've got about 3,000 planned across four colours, which will hopefully hit stores in May.
And this has a particularly large flower?
Yes, a very large, large fuchsia pink flower, Prince Charming.
And then
does.
If I can jump to Iris Germanica, because when I saw the plants you had there in flower in September, which is really late for Iris Germanica, they had thick stems and lots of flowers up the stem, far more flowers than one would normally expect.
Yes, they were absolutely fantastic. They're still in their trial stages, so we're not getting any in for commercial production this year, but we have got scheduled another three colour variations to come in this spring for our trials bed. So we're really looking forward to seeing how they perform.
Yeah. And then Nymphovia, Backdraft.
Yes, she was fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. So she's part of the Pyromania series, and she just came up with very many flower stems as well, and just really strong, sharp spikes, which started off really bright orange, fading down to a pastel orange at the end. Its name comes from the colour you get from fire when it flares out.
Oh, yes, backdraft. So, yes, if you've got the bellows going, then you get that really bright sort of orange. You know, but again, the plants that you had on display in September, they had masses of stems of flower, which for red hot pokers, you know, they've usually had it, haven't they, by that time?
Yes, no, absolutely. We were very, very impressed with how long they flowered for. We have a couple of varieties scheduled for this year, and hopefully we'll get a few more in for 2021 as well.
So how important is the introductions of novelties to you? And what are the sort of standard lines? What are the bread and butter things that keep the nursery running?
As well as improved quality of plants, is a really important thing for us. As I said, each year we try and get in at least 600 new and improved varieties.
How many?
Over 600 we generally have scheduled through the year.
You trial over 600 new varieties in a year?
Yes, I do.
Stacey, that's unbelievable.
Well, my role is just to organise all this new material, ensure they all get potted and grown and assessed, so that we can pick and choose, you know, the best to take through to our commercial production.
And do you grow those in the soil or in pots or both? You know, how do you test them?
We test them in pots outside on our trial bed. We're known for pot grown perennials. That's how we send out all our products.
And so would most of these be suitable to growing containers as well as plant in the garden borders?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I mean, you know, a plant like the Monarch Buddleia series would be a very good, sizeable container plant.
Oh, absolutely. And again, she's another one that will quite happily take being pruned and shaped and produce more flowers. It'd be perfect for a container.
Now, another area that you work is in the plant combinations for hanging baskets. You know, you actually send them out ready planted, I believe.
Yes, so here at Amazon, we focus mainly on the key events through the year. So your Mother's Day, your spring input, your Mother's Day, Easter, a summer input, and usually an autumn input before we hit Christmas. So that's all sorts of planted containers, from terracotta and baskets and hanging baskets. And of course at Christmas we do Christmas trees as well. So I manage all the designing of those for various different accounts.
And so with the hanging baskets, will you try several plant combinations in along your 600 novelties, you know, to see what works well in partnership?
Yes, absolutely. That's my big plan for us this year, is that we start putting combinations together and see how they grow together, rather than currently what we do is take the finished plants and put them together. So our hope is if we can grow them together, we can sort of bring better combinations together for the market.
Is there fashion colours each season?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Chelsea is always the one place people go to look at and all the gardening magazines are always looking out to see what the colour trends are.
And what's your taste? What colours do you like?
I prefer the darker colours, so the dark and burgundies, and that's the thing about the Prince Charming is, although it's a fuchsia pink, it's just on that slight tinge with the darkness to it, which I love. Another really exciting plant we're looking forward to is a plant called Digiplexis Firecracker, and she comes up with these lovely, lovely sort of stems of orange to yellow flowers, and they're quite fiery, and but on a dusky side, if that makes any sense.
When the baskets go out this year, what is going to be the main colour, this year's fashion colour coming from Allensmore?
Difficult one.
I mean, presumably you'll have a lot of the veg prop petunias.
Yes.
It's, I think, the 30th anniversary for Safinia. And then we have the fragrant doubles too from the Curly family. Mm-hmm. Priscilla was the first, but then there's a range of those. Will you be using some of those, do you think?
Absolutely, yes. We ran some trials at the beginning of last year, looking at all the petunias to find the really hardy growers out of them. So I hope to take a few of those through this year and get them growing as soon as possible.
And then to bring us right up to date, can I mention the double primroses? I mean, there's some fantastic new cultivars coming through.
The Bellarinas, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they're fabulous things. We this year grew 10 different varieties, totaling about 44,000 plants, which have gone and are currently going into the market. And there's just some fabulous colours out there, and of course, including the gorgeous Valentine. And they're all like little living bunches of roses. They're fabulous.
I was looking at those in the breeders' greenhouses 10 days or so ago, and it looked to me as if those plants were so perfectly formed with a little rosette of leaves and then this mass of double flowers that you could almost shake them out of the pot, take the compost away and wrap the roots, and it would make a bridesmaid's posy in an instant.
What? Yeah.
When you go in the greenhouses, I think you said 44,000.
Yes.
What did it smell like?
Oh, it smells beautiful. They've got such a wonderful perfume to them. Even as soon as they get picked up on trolleys and sent into our dispatch, you can smell them from the office. It's a fabulous sign of spring for us.
Tracy, it's great to speak to you. I will be twisting your arm for some of those samples so that we can grow them and follow them through. And with luck, chat to you again about the Monada and those iris.
Yes.
So thanks for joining us today.
No problem at all.
Now for my tailpiece. Seems to be appropriate as we're having school children with bees and butterfly attracting plants. I got a Christmas cracker for you. What do you do with a sick bee? Take it to the waspital. My producer looks aghast. My thanks to our sponsor, Sutton Seeds of Torquay, and also my producer, Rich Jarman. And of course, thanks to you for listening. Look forward to speaking again next week.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.